Oh, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Audio Boo. It's a glorious Saturday morning. It's just before 8 o'clock. The sun is out. The sky is blue. It's not too cold, which it has been mornings at this sort of time for the rest of the week. So, obviously, temperatures are on the rise again. Thought I'd just do a quick Audio Boo update of my kind of previous week, because it's, I don't know, it's been quite a good week really, I think. Monday I had to take the car in for its annual MOT check, which always have a slight sense of foreboding that they're going to find something that is going to be horrendously expensive to fix. Hold on 2 secs. Sorry, a dog deciding he's going to go one way while I'm going the other. It had a comedy failure, which wasn't really a failure, but because of the way the system works, they had to put it down as such. When the kind of service manager, I suppose, it wasn't one of the mechanics, came through to say, yeah, your car's all ready to go. It did fail, but we've put it right. And I sort of said, well, what did it fail on? He said, well, we couldn't get one of the seatbelts to work. And I said, oh, which one? He said, oh, the near side rear. And I said, ah, yeah, that's the one we clipped the dog into. And he said, yeah, we gathered that because the belt holder was full of dog hair and it wouldn't engage. And we've blown it out. And he said, we've blown it out with an airline and it's all fine now. But obviously, at the time, it failed the MOT. But we've put it right and it's passed. So, you know, no worries, don't worry about it. And it's quite bizarre because normally we leave that seatbelt actually locked in its holder because it's got the dog's kind of lead for when he's in the car attached to it, and we just unclip him and clip him onto that when we get in and out of the car with him. So the lead and the seatbelt stay pretty much in place the whole time. But prior to coming, obviously taking the car down, I know they need to check the seatbelts. And over the top of it, we always put, we've got a kind of like waterproof seat cover, and there's a hole in it that the lead goes through to the seatbelt. I always take it off because, you know, it's a faff for them to have to do it. And it's also always covered in dog hair, which means they get covered in dog hair, and that's not really, if you're not a dog person, it's a bit not nice. So I try and, you know, make their life as easy as possible, because it means I get the car back quicker and so on and so forth. Anyway, that was the comedy failure. I also, I've managed to lose one wheel trim and crack another one over the course of the last year, so I've asked them to get me some replacements. They had one in stock which they fitted straight away. I'm just going to nip back this morning and pick up the other one, which I didn't have, but you know, would have been in a couple of days later. And I said, well, if it's all right, I'll pick it up at the weekend. And it's like, yeah, no problem. So that was kind of Monday. At this rate, in 5 minutes, I'm not going to talk about the whole week. I've also managed to re-tax the car because that was due at the end of the month, but I wanted to wait. I was sort of paranoid, don't tax the car in case it fails the MOT. Nice to see that for my car went down in the budget. We've only got a little low emissions car anyway. It's not quite in the bracket where you don't pay tax, but it's at the bottom end, which I was quite pleased about. And kind of the rest of the week has been, you know, usual work stuff. We've got someone who's not leaving the organisation, but moving to another team at the end of the month. And whenever somebody leaves the group that I work in, or we always prepare them a little mix CD. And various people take it in turns to actually prepare the CD, but normally I end up doing it. So we've been doing that kind of in the evenings this week. He's quite a character, so it's fairly easy to find appropriate songs. Doing the cover artwork in Photoshop for that, and I think I was looking at it last night, I actually burnt the disc last night and finished the cover, and I think this is one of our best yet. I think as a team we've surpassed ourselves. It's not our core business, it's nothing like our core business, but it's great fun. I'm running out of time. I will switch this to another boo, and I'll catch you in a few seconds. Catch you later.